Welcome to Inside ProMedica, your path to wellness. Brought to you by ProMedica Charles and Virginia Hickman Hospital, where your health is our mission. Each month, we bring you insights from leading medical experts, the latest advancements in care, and essential health tips to keep you and your family well. Let's get started.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me on tonight's program is Dr. Amanda Zahn, and she is going to talk with us about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is the month of October, so it's right around the corner. Dr. Zahn, thanks for taking time out of your day to help us learn a little bit more about breast cancer.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
So, let's start with how you're affiliated with ProMedica.
I joined ProMedica as a board-certified general surgeon 5 years ago, although I don't want to use the word old, but I'm a seasoned general surgeon starting my 18th year.
Okay, yes. Well, and there's something to be said about longevity. You have a lot of experience then.
That's true.
So, you know, as far as the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I know we should talk about this all year round, you know, in my opinion.
I agree.
But October is, you know, it's highlighted for the month of October. So, you know, each October we try to refresh our memories on what's the newest trends, what's the newest advice. And so can you help me teach our listeners some of those things?
Well, having a yearly mammogram at the age of 40 is still the clinical recommendation from the American Society of Breast Surgeons,
Okay. Along
with a clinical breast exam by your provider.
And so does that age change based on family history or anything like that? I mean, is it ever advised to get one before 40?
It certainly can, especially if you have a strong family history mm-hmm. of breast or ovarian cancer, mm-hmm. especially if those first-degree relatives were under the age of 50.
Okay.
So that would decrease your age of starting mammograms based upon the age of the youngest person affected.
Oh, okay. And I know that necessarily more people have breast cancer now, or we're just more aware and we find it earlier. So how is that all working out?
That's a great question. We are detecting it earlier. 1 in 8 women these days will get breast cancer sometime in their lifetime.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
Well, and so, but the treatments have come a long way as well.
No doubt. I've seen great changes in my tenure as a surgeon. There's new and better treatments mm-hmm. available.
And it seems like, personally, I know 4 people going through treatment right now. I mean, it just blows my mind that it seems to hit closer to the people I know.
Yeah.
But there are some other risk factors, of course. Let's talk about those.
So the risk does increase as we get older. Mm-hmm. The risk increases if you've got a strong family history, mm-hmm. breast or ovarian. There's some correlation with pancreatic cancer as well. So it's important if you have a strong family history to seek out not only your own breast exam and mammogram, but to see if you're a candidate for genetic testing. That has also come a long way.
Yeah, and is that's helping people predetermine to have surgeries before they even are detected with having cancer?
Very true, yes. If you have one of these genes, like the BRCA1 or 2, you may be a candidate for a risk-reducing breast surgery to significantly reduce your risk of breast cancer.
Well, and I think that's the thing, is that we have to be our own advocates. We've got to take care of our own bodies. And so by learning all the different signs of different things, not to make ourselves paranoid, but to make ourselves better and better, you know, advocates for ourselves.
Yeah, and more aware of your risk factors, right?
Well, and be able to help friends even.
Yeah.
That, you know, they're always saying, hey, this is what's going on with me. Like everybody has their, you know, their doctor certificate. But a lot of us have been through different things with different people. So we do kind of pick up some knowledge along the way.
Yeah, I think we all know someone affected by this disease.
Yeah. It's, what are some of the symptoms, then, that we should be watching for?
So I think clinical self-breast exam is very important, and women need to to perform this self-breast exam on a monthly basis around the same time of the month, searching for or getting used to the texture of their own breasts and being aware of changes in the breasts. So you're looking for a new lump, something that maybe feels like the size of a frozen pea is what we tell women to look for. Changes in the skin or thickening of the skin or ulceration of the skin or even itchy, flaky changes in the skin around the nipple or areola is important to watch for. Any skin deformities or dimpling as you stand and look at the breast in front of the mirror would be something concerning, or a new nipple discharge or bloody nipple discharge would all be things to get investigated.
And as we get older, they just drop. So they are different.
Gravity is not our friend sometimes.
No, gravity is not our friend. But even your significant other might notice these things, and you have to be able to speak up for each other.
Right.
So how is the best way then if someone does to detect some of these things? Are there ways that they can get a hold of you, or how should they proceed?
Absolutely. The normal course is to call your primary care provider, and they will perform a clinical breast exam, order the mammogram, or other screening or diagnostic tests like breast MRI, which sees into dense breasts a little better, or breast ultrasound is a common thing that we do if you feel a change. And of course, a mammogram.
Right. And I think we need to make sure that people know this, you know, mammograms are not something you should prop. There's assistance out there to help you get these and get them paid for. And we want long-term health.
Right.
Early detection helps eliminate extra costs down the road.
Absolutely. And early detection is the key to long-term survival quality of life.
Well, and that's the big thing, is your quality of life. Get it taken care of now rather than dwell on a problem that might not even be a problem.
Right.
So, well, Doc, how can they get hold of you then if they'd like to connect with you after this?
Absolutely. So I'm working out of Hickman Hospital at 5640 North Adrian Highway in Suite C. And our phone number there is 517-577-0283.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us and for being available for answering some questions on breast cancer. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
That's it for this edition of Inside ProMedica, your path to wellness. We hope you've gained valuable insight into the exceptional care and services available at ProMedica Charleston, Virginia Hickman Hospital. For more information or to connect with our healthcare team, visit ProMedica.org/Hickman. Take care, stay well, and join us again on the last Tuesday of each month at 6:20 p.m. for another edition of Inside ProMedica, your path to wellness. You can also listen to these programs as podcasts anytime under the On Air Audio tab at WLEN.com.